Oh, David, look at the time. I believe it's
the Chainsaw Minute.
I'm David, and this is your Dose of Chainsaw Man. You can join us every Friday where we see what masterpiece Fujimoto put out.
I'm Jordan, and if you're looking for regular Shonen Flop goodness, you can find our next episode. Oh my god. Our next episode, which is the floppies! Yeah!
Yeah, the floppies.
More important than the Oscars, and it's coming out to you this Monday.
And just a reminder, these recordings are open to everyone, so listen in and chat along with us on the Shonen Flop Discord every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Find a link to it in our show notes and on our site.
Well, it's not really every day, necessarily. It depends on how frequently Chainsaw Man comes out.
Yeah, whenever there's a chapter. Yeah. We've done the song and dance.
Yeah. But, David, I was just wondering, what was your devil this week?
Mine was a travel devil. I'm going on a trip, and goodness gracious, man, you gotta remember all the shit, where your passport is, did you pack enough underpants, and what you're gonna do on your trip, so that's what my devil this week is, and there's been a lot of flights canceled.
I think the travel devil is a frequent adversary of yours, David.
Yes,
one day you'll take him down, you know? Anyway, my devil is the paint devil, because this is also a frequent, probably a relatively frequent devil in my life. I've battled for many years. I got commissioned to do what I thought was one painting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a 4-foot by 4-foot acrylic painting. I had to buy acrylic and stuff like that, and find a place where I could paint. And then I talked to the guy, and he was like, oh yeah, no, I was expecting like one painting per month for 12 months. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So how did that go?
Still working on that.
Oh my.
I would love for that to go through because I really need more excuses and reasons to paint.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also like, man, what am I going to do here?
Yeah. Oh, here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, yeah.
But enough about that. Jordan, let's hear the plot summary for Chapter 115, High Schoolers These Days.
Oh, fucking high schoolers these days. Am I right, folks? Okay, let's go to the plot summary. Azza lies on the aquarium floor. They're still trapped in there by the Eternity Devil. She starts arguing with the club/student council president, who's still angry at her for destroying her fucking cell phone, you know? I mean, it was her fucking cell phone, you know? I don't get it. But anyway, she discovers in the conversation that this motherfucker isn't actually Chainsaw Man, even though he's walking around. He's got a fucking starter, like, you know, the thing Denji pulls to turn into Chainsaw Man. He's just like a Chainsaw Man stan, and he got one surgically attached to his chest. Like, are God. You what the fuck? Like, that's a little far.
Doing it for the vines.
You know what, man? I would love to have him on. I bet he has some crazy Chainsaw Man takes. But yeah, anyway, he starts screaming for Chainsaw Man to come save him. And, you know, since Chainsaw Man is there, Yoshida asks our boy Dennis, hey, why aren't you responding? You know, this would be a great time for you to show up. And Dennis is kind of just like, hey, last time the Eternity Devil came to us and I could transform and I knew I could take him down. I don't know where the fuck the Eternity Devil is right now. Why would I transform? Popcorn David.
I'm just thinking what Yoshida's, like, 4-kid's name would be, and I can't think of any, like, normal, like, well-known men name that start with a Y, so I'll just say his name is Simon.
Yoda.
Shut up. All right. Yoda takes out his own cell phone and says that the signal wouldn't get out anyway, and asks Dennis if Chainsaw Man will eat the deaf devil, too. That's foreshadowing. Dennis finds Asa sulking in a fish tank. She's hungry, can't eat fish, and feels awful for asking Dennis on a date to kill him. And feels so much teen angst. Just so much.
Just so much. Oh, Asa. Oh.
Peak Jordan writing.
Yes.
Dennis tries to cheer her up by suggesting that if she can't eat fish, she could eat a starfish, which I'm assuming makes more sense in Japanese because it sounds absolutely ridiculous in English.
I'm assuming that the word for starfish is not starfish, you know?
Well, actually, didn't she say the word starfish is like the same word in every language?
Oh,
that was like
God.
One of her fun facts. And yes, I did actually read that text.
Oh my fucking God.
That was actually, let me see.
I should have, oh my God, I need to reread that. Holy shit. Does she say in there the starfish aren't really fish?
She does not.
Okay. I mean, they're kind of clearly not. I mean, they kind of, I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist. Who the fuck do you think I am, Jotaro Kujo? Don't fucking talk to me.
It seems the word means more to do with the word flat. So actually, I don't think the word star is relevant to the word starfish.
Huh.
This may be one of the few languages where it's not the case.
Weird.
Which is okay. Weird, but whatever. All right, so Jordan, now why was this chapter a 10 out of 10, which was also the page count, I believe, for this chapter?
Yeah, this was a short chapter. I was surprised. It was pretty packed in for a short chapter, you know? Like, we got a lot of character interactions. It was kind of an adorable chapter.
It was. I mean, it was like it was a slice of life chapter for Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. I fucking love how when Azza's sulking, she's not just sitting on the floor, she is in a fish tank. She is just like, she climbed into the aquarium with the starfish and are just kind of sitting there with her head in her knees. It's great.
Yeah. I do think it's an interesting contrast to the prior Attorney Devil where you kind of skipped all of this slice of life stuff because Denji just took a nap and then he started fighting the Eternity Devil.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that they call back to that arc, but also talk about how it's going to be different where Dennis just essentially says, here's why this arc can't play the same way is because I can't repeat what I did the first time.
Yeah. I also would like to point out that the last time that the Eternity Devil attacked, it was like, I think the fact that they were older is making a huge difference between like what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Because these kids are falling apart and there isn't really like an Aki.
Well, Kobani also completely fell apart.
Yes, absolutely. But like while Kobani was falling apart, they still had like Aki there and Himeno who were just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, you kind of have Yoshida and Denji, but I mean, they're not really taking leadership roles here.
No, they're really not.
No.
So, you know, it's like no one really knows what to do. I like how the president doesn't. What was it? Kobani's sister or brother, depending. We still don't know their gender, was licking the glass or something.
Oh, yeah. I guess everybody's just assuming because they look exactly like Kobani. That's probably the case, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed that. And I was kind of like, man, you guys been in there a long time. I also thought that that was Yoshida for a second because of the black hair. But no, I don't think it's, I think you're right on who it is.
He's just vibing, man. He's like, well, we might die. But I mean, he's a devil hunter, so it's not like he was expecting to live a long time.
No. Was he there the last time? I forget.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. I also saw some people on one of the Chainsaw Man subreddits arguing that, like, they think that Pochita is actually the Death Devil. So it's like Yoshida asking Denji,
and by
hey,
that, you mean how I suggested that. I suggested that Pochita, I don't think, is the Chainsaw Devil. Because it just doesn't make any sense.
I remember that. But, like, this guy specifically thinks that Pochita is the Death. And so Yoshida being like, I wonder if Chainsaw Man will eat the Death Devil for us. You know, that might have been some kind of foreshadowing there.
Yeah.
Yoshida might know a little bit more than he's letting on.
And then I'm going to give a guess of what I think is going to happen next is what if just somehow she also just convinces Denji they have to defeat Chainsaw Man and Denji just is fucking around and he says like, yeah, we're going to beat up Chainsaw Man and he pledges to be like a weapon for her. That's like a loophole in what Bami said. And so Denji is now her weapon, but he is not literally turned into a weapon.
I think that some variation on that very likely will happen, but you know, who the fuck can tell? I'm just here for the ride, man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, man, I just gotta say, I'm still psyched for the next chapter. This was cute, you know? Azza and Denji finally connecting, yeah.
And you're cute, Jordan.
Oh, thank you, David. You got a cute butt.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Rachel's gonna say, stay out of my territory.
Okay.
And with that though, Jordan, I want to say, along with being cute, thank you so much for all of the great things you do on the show.
Oh, David, thank you so much for all the work that you put in as well.
You can find us on Twitter at Shonen Flopcast and our website, shonenflop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcast. Props to Shannon for the awesome cover. You can find her online at Illuminati. And as a reminder, you can join us recording this every Wednesday that there is a chapter at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Find a link to it in the show notes or on our site. Just to know, we are going to be on break for a few weeks. We recorded some episodes early, so just there will not be a Chainsaw Minute until about mid-January, so we'll do a big catch-up episode then. Or if it's like Thanksgiving, he just didn't release any chapters, so we're all good. And Jordan, what can people tune into next week?
Oh man, yeah, next week, everybody, you could tune in to the floppies. Yeah! Woo! Woo! Clap, clap, clap. Woo! Yeah, okay, bye. Oh, wait a minute, David.
What?
I'm sorry to say that the Chainsaw Minute has passed.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Bye.